With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you want to make this a habit with these fourth quarter comebacks? I mean, exciting for the fans and they love it, but where is your head at and stress level with all of these comebacks you guys are putting together?
Well, one, I'm going to need an ice bath tomorrow. That's a really good Rams defense that we just played. They got after us there in the third and fourth quarter. You know, going up 28-3 as a team, we got to be better. We got to make sure that we're keeping our foot on the pedal and we got to put that game away. You know, I'm very happy with how resilient this team was, but I'm also a little mad at myself for allowing us to kind of dip right there and not you know, executing like we should have. I put the ball in harm's way too often. But at the end of the day, we got a victory, and that's all I care about.
And then just the follow-up, the role that Cole played for you on that final drive, I mean, he cashed in on that huge third and 22 for you. I think he had three catches for 59 yards on that last drive. Just the job he did for you there.
Yeah, I mean, Cole's never the guy to want the ball right away. He's not going to ask for it. He wants to do his job. And, of course, he wants the ball in his hands when the game's on the line. He's obviously the most consistent guy. Like, he knows he's probably not going to get that many touches per game, but he works his tail off. He's where he's supposed to be. And I'll tell you what, he's a shifty little sucker. He's hard to cover. I love him. I love this team and, you know, proud of how we finished that game.
Thanks. Nice job today.
Hey, Josh Reed here. Congrats on the win. Can you walk us through that third and 22 to Cole Beasley?
Yeah. I mean, late in that game, obviously they were doing a good job of getting pressure on me, and honestly just kind of turned into some backyard bull. So I just try to find some time to throw. Me and Cole talked about this route many a time, and they just kind of went outside. Cole found a spot in the middle, made a good catch, knifed up field, got the first down. It was a huge play for us.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
Hey, Josh, great game and another exciting one. In any way, do you feel like something like this, again, I know you recognize the flaws or the mistakes, but a coming of age in any sense, because that is, you have to deliver under these circumstances, whatever got you there. How does that feel from your perspective on, you know, another notch or rung on the ladder being climbed for you individually?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make good decisions, rely on the other 10 guys out there. And that's all it really came down to at the end of that game. I wasn't trying to do too much. I wasn't going for the end zone every single play, where in maybe past years I would have, you know, especially in that third and long, just getting into our fourth and manageable, where we can call a play that gets in the end zone. We got a flag. You know, I'm not the guy that likes to rely on flags, so we got to be better in that situation. I can't take a big sack there. And again, I put the ball in harm's way too many times. I lost my cool. It cost us 15 yards. They went down and scored on that drive. And I can't do that to our defense. So, again, a lot of things to learn from this one.
Did the mindset real quick up for the team, 25-point lead, did it get too relaxed? And did you feel any kind of change there?
Yeah, probably just got too relaxed. And that's on me. I got to be the leader, you know, especially for the offense. I can't let us kind of dip there in the third and fourth quarter. I got to make sure we're on our P's and Q's and we're moving the ball and, you know, keeping our defense off the field, because that offense is they're pretty good. You know, they controlled the ball well. They moved the ball. You know, they got a good quarterback over there. So I got to do a better job of executing the plays that Dable calls for us.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh, Sal Capaccio, WGR.
Talk us through the final play, the touchdown to Tyler. Was that something that maybe you guys had drawn up throughout the week? Was that something you maybe noticed a matchup? Can you kind of just tell us how you got to that play eventually?
Yeah, I mean, it was the play actually we ran in the first quarter that I threw to Steph, the one that got called back. You know, it was a staple play for us, and we practiced it many times this week. And, you know, it's really just kind of read it out and find the open guy. And Tyler did a great job of separating, and he made one hell of a catch. And, you know, for a guy like Tyler who, you know, hasn't played a whole lot, we haven't asked a bunch of our tight ends to kind of step in and catch two touchdown passes for us. You look at Lee Smith, a man that, you know, he suits up today for the first time this season, comes in, scores a touchdown. You know, this team is just made up of selfless guys that are just trying to do their job when their number's called. And, you know, that's why we love being a part of it. And that's why why this team loves each other.
Thanks, Josh.
Josh, you said, I think you said the game at certain points disintegrated into backyard bull. And I wonder if you can sort of expand on that and also sort of how relentless Aaron Donald was.
No, man, he's unbelievable. And there was one play, it was actually speed option to the right down toward the goal line. And I was reading the end, and all of a sudden he comes from behind. And I don't know how he got there, but he was unbelievable today. So late in that game, obviously, I understood that we needed to kind of move the ball. So my eyes weren't really downfield. My eyes were kind of on the line of scrimmage and seeing, you know, where I can escape to, where I can buy some time and then get my eyes downfield and, you know, try to make a play with our receivers downfield.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, John Scott. What was the difference, whether what the Rams are doing defensively or what, when things were so good in the first half and when things kind of took a different turn in the second half?
It's just about execution, you know, maybe the lackadaisical effort that we were given. And that's on me. I got to be better for our team and our offense. You know, there's ways that I got to find ways to get the ball moving and get past the sticks. And I can't throw an interception. I can't fumble the ball and then lose my cool like that. So you chalk it up to a few of those things. Where maybe we hold on the ball. Maybe we punt. We don't give them a short field. Maybe we're looking at a different game. And but again, we bounded back. Proud of our guys. We'll celebrate this one tonight and be focused on the Raiders tomorrow.
How much of the ability to put together that final drive and maintain your composure can you attribute to the experience in Houston last year in the playoffs and how you guys had a lead and it disintegrated and the ending wasn't the same?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I took a lot from that game. And I mean, I think you saw I wasn't trying to force the ball into the end zone. I was taking kind of what they were giving us. And I knew we had time. I wasn't trying to panic. Our team wasn't panicking. And I think, you know, especially in that situation, they looked at the quarterback to kind of be cool and calm. And that's what I was trying to be. And, you know, our guys made some plays, spectacular plays, and we got it done.
Thanks.
Hey, Josh, I'm not sure if it's been asked already, but what exactly were you frustrated or upset about before that unsportsmanlike call? Like you said, losing your cool is not necessarily something that you're known to do on the field.
Yeah. I mean, I thought, you know, one thing and they thought a different thing. And, you know, I can't talk to the refs like that. I need to understand that. And, you know, I apologize to those guys that are working their tail off out here too. And, you know, appreciate what they're doing. And, again, I got to be respectful in that situation. And I was just frustrated with how we were playing and how I was playing. So I got to be better on that.
Gotcha. And then just moving from that, the targeting Gabriel Davis there right before the game winner, did you notice that he was being held and you threw it to him to, I guess, highlight that? Or what did you see on that play?
Well, I mean, I we had pressure. I'm not really sure if they went zero or not, but I think they came double edge and we didn't have enough to kind of pick it up. And I saw one high safety. I was just knew I was going that way, trying to give our guy a chance. And, you know, and the thing is, that's John Brown's route. John goes down and Gabe steps up and makes a huge play there and runs the route how he's supposed to, gets held and allows us to, you know, be in contention to make that touchdown at the end there.
Gotcha. All right, congrats on the win and thanks for your time.
Thanks, Al.
Hey, Josh, Adam Benigni, WGRZ TV. Just to go, when did the momentum, or how, in your opinion, from your perspective being in there, did the momentum shift in this game? I mean, a lot of people will point to that controversial interception, but from inside the game, what caused it to happen, and what caused it to get away for the period of time that it did, in your opinion?
Well, again, I don't think it was momentum per se, but, you know, the interception, putting it up in harm's way, and then coming out, and whether it was the next possession or the possession after, the fumble, and then the unsportsmanlike. So, again, I got to be better on that aspect. I can't put our defense in that opportunity. And, you know, at halftime, I was telling myself, I can't let this team get back in the game. It can't be me. You know, they got to earn it. And, you know, I gave them a couple easy ones there and put our defense in bad situations. But, you know, something to learn from.
I know you've been asked this before, but what – I mean, you've shown the tendency to be able to deliver in the fourth quarter with games on the line. What is it in you that enables you to do that and pull out a game like this?
I just want it more than anything.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.